has concluded.
He said House Democrats are united on Biden's agenda, but 13 have said Biden should quit. Intense heat's blanketing several states out west today. CBS's Cara Finstrom's in L.A.
Down on Skid Row in the heart of Los Angeles, where we have a very large homeless population, they've started climate centers. They've actually brought in tents, and they're also bringing in cooled water to try and reach these people where they are.
Inflation's cooling and affecting everything we pay for. Bank rates, Mark Hamrick.
Energy prices broadly were lower, while food was up 0.2% in June, marking a 2.2% increase compared to a year ago.
The Fed's not expected to make any changes this month. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about right, the side, the direction, and the affirmation of correctness. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media is reviewing procedures after an edited version of an interview between talk show host Earl Ingram and President Biden aired last week. CEO Sage Weil tells Todd Albaugh the choice made in the moment won't happen again.
This was a first for us. This is our first presidential interview and the first time we've had these types of requests. And unfortunately, the judgment in the moment was not ideal. And so my job is to make sure that we prevent these types of mistakes going forward.
Ingram will stay on as host. Weil calls Ingram an invaluable voice for Milwaukee and Wisconsin. Wisconsin's Democratic Secretary of State is settling an open records lawsuit. Sarah Godlewski was appointed the same day Doug LaFollette resigned last year. Republicans are looking for evidence of a prior agreement. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Emergency vehicles and police responded to an incident in Nacoosa yesterday afternoon on the 300 block of Market Street. Police Chief Sean Woods issued a statement that said, "Yesterday's investigation of one deceased male is complete. There were no other persons involved, and at no time was there any danger to the community." On Facebook, the Nacoosa Cafe posted that they will be closed until further notice and that they will announce on their page when they will reopen. Construction will begin next week on I-39 in Portage County. Governor Evers signed an $11.7 million contract to improve I-39 between Wisconsin 54 and North 2nd Street. Crews will resurface the highway, including the ramps, replace guardrails, and install other safety enhancements on the section of I-39. The project should be completed by November 8th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pittsburgh Pirates today 1-0 at a matinee at American Family Field, 36,000 fans. Pittsburgh with one of the hottest young pitchers in baseball, Paul Skeens, just 22 years old, out of Fullerton, California, already headed to the All-Star game next week. That's Major League Baseball history. 1 year into the league, pitched a no-hitter through 7 innings. Christian Yelich headed to the All-Star game himself next week, went 0-for-4 today, and talked about facing Paul Skeens.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good pitcher. It's good stuff. He really did. He just did a good job pitching, honestly. Guys have velo in the major leagues, but, you know, just being able to pitch and kind of just throw anything at any time, it keeps you off balance. And, you know, I think we could have done a better job of getting him out of the game sooner. I think we let him off the hook with some at-bats there at the end where if we extended him, kind of realized what was happening, you know, we could have bought ourselves an extra inning or two.
It's the first series the Brewers have lost at home since April. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With a high-pressure system overhead, we have bright, beautiful blue skies today alongside calm winds. There's only a teeny tiny small shot of a few showers sprinkling in this afternoon. Enjoy this summery, comfortable day with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and podcaster Jimmy Pardo and EAA Director of Communications Dick Nepinski joins the show to talk about one of Wisconsin's favorite events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back once again, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that actually it ends in about 2 hours. By that I mean welcome to Seth Faces the Music, the show that's ready to go up into the wild blue yonder. Now I'm just blue skying it here, but I think it's time for us to fly the friendly skies, move through the air with the greatest of ease, or just sit back, relax as we climb to 10,000 feet and where you will join me, won't you, as we face the music together. Thank you. Norman Greenbaum with Spirit in the Sky. You know, it's kind of funny, that's a religious sounding song, but that is one of the filthiest guitar sounds I have ever heard. And before that, we had the great Bossa Nova King himself, Antonio Carlos Jobim, with Look to the Sky from his classic album, Wave. Let us now turn to the early 1970s with one of the greatest albums ever created. In fact, it has been called the greatest album in recent years, beating out Sgt. Pepper. And actually, it's a pretty good argument, if you ask me. He wrestled creative control away from Berry Gordy and made a string of records that were second to none. Here's Marvin Gaye from the album What's Going On, Flying High in the Friendly Sky.
And have laid their bodies down.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I go to the place where danger awaits me. And it's bound to forsake me. So stupid-minded. When I can't find it in the morning, be all right, my friend. But soon the night will bring the pain, the pain of a pain. Instructions in my head, oh Lord, so stupid minded.
Help me,
oh Lord, but I
From their self-titled album, that was Black Pumas with Touch the Sky. Stay with us, everyone, on Seth Faces the Music on our show dedicated to the skies above. I mentioned Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band just a little bit earlier. We have a more controversial song, when it came out anyway, with its supposed coded references to a hallucinogenic drug, but was actually inspired by a picture drawn by the writer's son. That's coming up here on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wausau Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Join the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters for the excitement of a pregame motorcycle show presented by Party Animal Cycle of Nakusa, Saturday, July 20th. Enjoy an afternoon filled with vendors and chrome-covered motorcycles. Then stay for the game as the Rafters take on the La Crosse Loggers. Take yourself out to the ballgame at historic Winterfield in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters baseball and a pregame motorcycle show presented by Party Animal Cycles, Saturday, July 20th. Hear those engines purr.
Yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope
eyes.
One of the greatest things to come out of France since, well, bread. That was Air from their absolute stone-cold classic album, Moon Safari. That was New Star in the Sky. And before that, of course, was the band from Liverpool, The Beatles, with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Let's go back to the 60s right now, and a band that released a series of albums which were known for their carefully crafted orchestrations, adding a real symphonic sound to pop music. Also want to mention, it's my parents' favorite band. From their 1968 album, In Search of the Lost Chord, here's the Moody Blues with Voices in the Sky.
What news would you bring of voices in the sky? Nightingale hovering high, harmonize the wind. Darkness, your symphony, I can hear you sing of voices in the sky. Just what is happening to me? I lie awake with the sound of the sea calling to me. Old man passing by, tell me what you say. Tell me what you sing. Playtime is nearly gone. The bell's about to ring. Voices in the sky. Just what is happening to me? What news would you bring of voices in the sky? Voices in the sky. Voices in the sky.
Stranger, beware, there's love in the air under Paris skies. Try to be smart and don't let your heart catch on fire. Love becomes king the moment it's spring under Paris skies. Lonely hearts meet somewhere on the street of desire.
Parisian love can bloom high in a skylight room or in a gay cafe where hundreds of people can see. I wasn't smart and I lost my heart under Paris skies. Don't ever be a heartbroken stranger like me. Oh, I fell in love. Yes, I was a fool. For Paris can be so beautifully cruel. Paris is just a gay coquette who wants to love and then forget. Stranger, beware. There's love in the air. Just look and see what happened to me under Paris skies. Watch what you do, the same thing can happen to you. Just look and see what happened to me under Paris skies. Watch what you do, the same thing can happen to you.
It's a standard, sure, but I can't think of a better voice to sing it than the great Sam Cooke. We are continuing on our show all about the skies above here on Seth Faces the Music. Up next, we have a band that's known as much for their politics as for their musicianship, but it just goes to show, just because you're trying to say something serious doesn't mean you can't write some glorious hooks. Stay tuned, everyone, right here to WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The family of a black man killed during a struggle with security guards in Milwaukee last month say they don't want his case forgotten. Milwaukee is gearing up for next week's Republican National Convention. Devante Mitchell's family says they saw security video of guards punching and kicking him, and he was not armed. It's not clear why Mitchell was at the hotel or why the confrontation started. Donald Trump has a 9-point lead among voters age 50 and older in Wisconsin. That's from a new poll from the AARP. Pollster Bob Ward says older voters are worried about Social Security and unhappy about the economy.
The debate had its impact on this race, but I think the fundamentals of this race is that people are really feeling an economic pinch.
Ward says older voters appear more motivated than usual. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you're ready to jump in a lake, you may want to check out the surface first. Here's Brittany Merlot.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning residents to be on the lookout for blue-green algae before you swim in any of the state's waters. The algae can grow in any body of water, and we're now entering the peak bloom season of July and August, with the waters at their warmest. Bacteria can have harmful health effects on humans and pets. It looks like little tiny particles, dust or grass clippings floating in the water, or brown, black, or turquoise mats floating to the surface.
Women's Veterans Day happened last month on June 12th. The Wisconsin Veterans Museum in Madison has a special exhibit to honor women veterans called In Her Boots. You'll see over 130 decorated combat boots on display designed by women veterans. There's an evening reception to meet the artists on July 29th from 5 to 7. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Let It Go news, actress Minnie Driver says marrying Josh Brolin would have been the biggest mistake of her life. This comes just 23 short years after they were engaged for 5 months back in 2001. Entertainment Weekly says Driver's relationship issues stem from the actress finding out at age 12 that her father was secretly married to another woman and had an entirely different family. Sounds like Brolin is the one who sidestepped that landmine. In a related story, I'm thrilled I never married my seventh grade girlfriend, Penelope. David Duchovny says he auditioned for all three of the male lead roles on the show Full House. On his Fail Better podcast, the X-Files and Californication star said he thought for sure he would get one of the roles and it would change his life. After being completely shut out, Duchovny talked producers into letting him read for the role of Michelle Tanner, but was beat out by the Olsen twins. It's a tough business. I mean, even if he had a twin. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait, wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Baseball history runs deep in Wisconsin Rapids. Witter Field was built in 1928, officially dedicated in 1934. It's been the site of some great matchups too, including the first Rafters win in June of 2010. This year marks the Rafters' 15th season, and you won't want to miss a moment of game time fun. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters baseball. Find more at northwoodsleague.com/WisconsinRapidsRafters.
Weather is sponsored by Econ Electric LLC, your neighborhood Generac generator dealership. Don't let bad weather affect your power. Visit Econ Electric in Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening storm otherwise clearing tonight and lows in the low 60s. Sunny and mild again tomorrow with highs in the mid 80s. Slight storm chances for the weekend, highs upper 80s to low 90s. Staying warm into Monday with a few storms, then cooler for the rest of next week.
It's 82 right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Thank you.
more than a token. Who strike the flint upon the stone and tell me why? If I yell at night, there's a reply of blue silence. The screen is no comfort, I can't speak my sentence. They blew the lights at heaven's gate, and I don't know why. But if I work all day on the blue sky mine,
there'll be food on the table tonight.
Still I walk up and down on the blue sky mine,
there'll be pay in your pocket tonight.
The candy store hoppers lie to the shareholders. They're crossing their fingers, they pay the truth makers. The balance sheet is breaking up the sky. So I'm caught at the junction, still waiting for medicine. The sweat of my brow keeps on feeding the engine. Hope the crumbs in my pocket can keep me for another night. And if the blue sky mining company won't come to my rescue, if the sugar
like a clock, 2:45 a.m. delightfully grimy. That was the Rockin' Ramrods with Bright Lit Blue Skies. And before that, we started off the set with Midnight Oil and Blue Sky Mine. So there was one song I really debated whether or not I wanted to put on the show today. It's one of the standard of standards. Of course, Irving Berlin's Blue Skies. Literally everyone and their brother has done this song. So I had to figure out, well, who would make it interesting? What, in my opinion, is one of the most iconic versions of this song? He is one of America's greatest treasures. He recently celebrated his 90th birthday. And here he is doing one of the greats. Willie Nelson and Blue Skies.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly by. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I. Blue days, all them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Hello, good times.
locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.